Hare Krishna. We're just on our way to Calcutta. You'll hear the rattling in the car. And staying in Delhi for a few days and then back to Hungary. So yesterday we had a lovely day. In the morning, we, Shyam Bihari and I, went to Harihar Kshetra, place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and rest, and where the deity of joint deity of Vishnu and Lord Shiva is, and where the two lords danced in bliss, and Lord Vishnu's footprint is also there, embedded in stone. And then we bathed there in the Mandakini Ganga. That was very, very pleasant. Very nice sandy bottom. And then we returned back to Mayapur, and about 15 devotees had a lovely feast, all Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And last night there was a real storm, and the temperature dropped down to probably around 15 degrees. No kidding. It really, really went down, and it's still very, very pleasantly cool. It's like springtime outside. One very nice anecdote I can tell is that I've been trying to find out what transpired with Jagatbandhu Prabhu. I'd mentioned some days back that he'd passed away as the caretaker of Madan Gopal in Janudweep, and he'd left his body. And the news we got from the pujari who I met there last year, who actually took over service from him, was that while he was offering his obeisances, Jagatbandhu left his body. And I thought, what a wonderful way to be able to leave your body, offering your obeisances to the Lord. Very, very extraordinary. And another little anecdote was that I mentioned a few days back that I visited Hari Soya Prabhu, and he had shown me the tooth of Srila Prabhupada that he was worshipping, and I'd asked him what he would do with that when he left this world, and he said, well, he promised it to his daughter. I said I would build a nice memorial samadhi for it in New Rajadam, but he said, well, it's too late, he already promised it to his daughter. And yesterday I got this wonderful gift, which was a gift from Lord Narsingadev, one of Lord Narsingadev's teeth in Sridhar Mayapur, in Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir. And it was one of his lower right big teeth. And I was really touched by that, to get the mercy and protection of Lord Narsingadev. And now I'm going to try to make some arrangement to honor it in a kavacha and wear that. I took that as a sign of mercy from Lord Narsingadev. And on our way, we stopped at Nishingapali as we were leaving and offered obeisances to Lord Nishingadev, who looked very beautiful, had a big crown on. And as you can hear, we're on our way to Calcutta. Hare Krishna.